Blog Talk Radio.
Ministries. And today, Pastor Mina Livingston will be coming from the book of Habakkuk. She will be discussing waiting for the signal, but you will have to listen to what she has to say so that you can understand and get into more of what she's saying. However, part of waiting, as we should all know, is we should keep our prayer life, and we should be on a vigil and always be ready and in season to pray without hesitation. And it says, Apostle Paul said to pray unceasingly, which means, you know, just 24/7. You know, your mind can pray, you can pray audibly, but your mind should be stayed on Jesus, so that when the enemy of our souls tries to come at us any kind of way with spiritual, soul, and physical attacks of the body, we will be ready. Because we will be all prayed up and nothing will surprise us, and we can deal with anything that may try to come and supplant the purposes and authority of God in our lives. So right now, at this time, without further ado, I give to you Pastor Mina Livingston.
Thank you for joining us this morning. We thank Elder for those wonderful words of wisdom. Amen. I'm so excited about what the Lord is doing. Aren't you excited? Even though we're living in the time that we're living in, you still have excitement for the Lord. I'm telling you, there's joy and there's peace in this God-forsaken world. I promise you, if you wait for the signal, I promise you the opportunity is coming. You've got to strap in. Amen, and get ready for this ride, because sometimes this ride is bumpy. Sometimes this ride is rough. Sometimes, but you know what? God said, I will be with you always to the end of the world. Before we get into our lesson outline today, let me share some scriptures with you. And we're coming from Habakkuk, the second chapter. The Lord has given us also 2 Timothy. Amen. 2 Timothy, the third chapter. And I want you to look at it because God said, wait for the signal. We're living in a time that we are in perilous times and evil times. And men are what become lovers of themselves. They love the money. They're boasters. They're proud. And they're blasphemer. And they disobedient to parents. They're ungrateful. They're unholy, unloving, unforgiving. They are slanders without no self-control. Now, before we get into it, let's read what Habakkuk, amen, has to say, because God is trying to wake up the people, amen, the people of God, amen, those that are standing on their watch and waiting for the Lord to give the signal. Everybody's waiting for something. Everybody's waiting for an opportunity. But guess what? The only opportunity that anything that's going to work for anybody is the opportunity from Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm getting a little excited here. But I want to read the Word of God here, because the Word of God expresses, amen, in these last days, and God is trying to get us to, amen, examine ourselves, amen, to look at our plan that we have already put in place. Some of them got plans, amen, that doesn't have anything to do with spiritual at all. They're not spiritual friendly. Amen. They don't even have God in their plan. However, God got a plan. And he has, amen, a plan in place for each and every one of us, and every one of us must be on our post. And it says in Habakkuk, the second chapter, it says, I will stand upon my watch. If you look at the word I, it's a pronoun. He's talking about individual. You cannot speak for me. I cannot speak for you. However, everybody has to answer to God. You have to wait for the signal. You've been waiting for a long time. You've been praying for a long time. You've been faithful to God for a long time. You've been paying your tithes. You've been living holy. Amen. You've been praying and asking God, Lord, when are you going to speak? When are you going to tell me? When are you going to lead me? When are you going to guide me? But you know what? I'm not waiting for the Lord. I'm in the Lord. Amen. And however long he wants to take, he will take it because he knows my thoughts. He knows, amen, my ambitions. He knows the very sentiment of my heart. He knows, amen, what my plan is. But, amen, my plan must be into God's plan. He said, I will stand upon my watch. And we know about watchtower. We know that when you have a watchtower, what are you doing? Amen. You are what? You're looking and you're waiting attentively and you're expecting. Amen. Not only you're expecting, but you're observing everything, every movement. You are actually alert and you have purpose. When you look, amen, out over, amen, to make sure everything is in place, everything is kept guarded, everything is safe. But as Elder was saying, that you must, amen, be on your watch. Every man must be on his watch. You must be in prayer. You must be in supplication. You've got to be talking to God. You've got to be reading the Word of God. You have to meditate on the Word, soak in the Word of God so that God will give you the signal. When the signal comes, you'll be able to, amen, know it is God. Well, how do I know the signal? With his voice. You know his voice. God's people know his voice. A stranger they will not hear. A stranger they will not yield to. A stranger they will not take us with them because they know God. He said, I will stand upon my watch. And I was set upon the tower, and I will watch to see what the Lord will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am approved. You see, when I'm approved, when I'm being reproved, God, he takes us like the flower, amen, and he prunes us, amen. He prunes, he breaks off, and he takes the things that are not holy, the things that are not consecrated, the things, amen, that the enemy tried to attach itself to us, amen, to bring, amen, blame, try to blemish and try to offset the will of God in your life. But wait for the signal. In waiting for the signal, amen, praise God, you got that opportunity is getting ready to come, amen. You're getting ready to shine. You're getting ready, amen, go for a bumpy ride, but that's all right. A change has come. Job said on one occasion, if a man dies, shall he live again? He said, all my appointed time, I'm going to wait till my change come because a change is going to come. I promise you, God said a change will come. The opportunity will come. Many are waiting. Many are waiting for opportunity, but they're looking for the wrong opportunity. They're looking in the wrong place for the opportunity. They're going about establishing their own righteousness, amen, but you know not the righteousness of God, of power, and of love and of a strong mind. I want you to know, amen, that God is most powerful, unmatchable, unbeatable, incredible God. I want you to know, amen, praise God, he can back up what he says. He is God. He is the creator of everything, and everything belongs to him. Everything belongs to God. Amen. But God gave us that opportunity. He gave us the will, amen, free will, to choose this day who we want to serve, to choose, amen, the better. Oh, God, he gave us that inheritance. He laid that plan out for us, and he told us to choose, amen, either life or death. Amen. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. I want you to know that you have to carefully follow the doctrine of the Lord. Manners of life and purpose and faith and long suffering and love and perseverance. Perseverance that I'm going to make it. I'm going to drive, amen. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith, amen, even though I'm being persecuted, amen, even though I'm on my journey, amen, but in the in-between, trying to get over to the winning goal, to the winning line, amen. Praise God, there's affliction that may come, amen. Things will happen in Antioch, but that's okay. God is in Antioch. I promise you the persecution, my God will come. But he said, I made a way for you to escape. Wait for the signal. Don't get ahead of God. Don't be too slack. Don't get weary in well-doing. Amen. Praise God. We're going to reap what we sow, my friend. I want you to know, amen, don't worry about the slanders. Those are out of control. Those are brutal. Despiser of good. They traitors. They liars. They whoremongers. Amen. They haughty. They're lovers of pleasure rather than the lover of God. They have a form of godliness, but denying the power there be. Amen. From such person turn away. How can you turn your face away from God? As good as God has been to you, you know, I know, that God personally came to you and dealt with you personally. But you're being stubborn, you're being hard-headed, and you're trying to put on a fake face. But I want you to know, amen, praise God, that God sees. And he knows your heart. Amen. He knows that heart that you have because he made that heart. He gave you a heart of love, a heart of gentleness, a love of meekness. And he gave you that. But you know what? Life had took a toll on you. Life had beat you up. And you have unforgiveness in your heart. And you've got to let it go. Many hurt you. I tell you, they hurt at Jesus Christ before they hurt at you. They spit on him. They persecute. Nobody took no nails, amen, and hung you on a tree. Nobody, amen, praise God, pulled you up from your body and hung you, and you bled slowly to death. Nobody has done that to you, amen, but God let you survive. When he went on that cross, he survived. That means you can survive too, because the penalty can be great. The penalty can be devastating, the penalty, but if you hold on and wait for the signal, if you wait for God, amen, God is going to tell you when to move and how to move. And I promise you the opportunity will come. The vision will come, but you've got to wait for the signal. Don't get ahead of God. Keep on praying. Don't get weary. Hold on to God. Keep going to church. Amen. Get among those that are loving God. Those that give their life to God. Because you shall know them by the fruits they bear. I promise you, you will know them. Everybody that's going to church, let me tell you something. The devil got a church too. Amen. The Bible tells us to light our candle that man may see our good works. The devil got a candle too. But God said he's going to put his candle out. Amen. If you look at Proverbs, the 24th chapter and the 20th verse, it talks about that the devil, that his evil interventions, his evil thoughts and his devices, amen, come to deceive you. It sounds good. It looks good. But is it good? Is it? Have you tried by the Spirit and know whether it's of God? Because the enemy is out here to destroy you. Amen. If you get ahead of God, if you don't wait and you get impatient, amen, you're going to miss the signal. You're going to miss the opportunity. You're going to miss the change. Amen. Praise God, because you're going to be caught up in the wrong thing. And God don't want you to be caught up in the wrong thing. You got to wait on God. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. I know you're getting tired. I know you're getting weary and wavy. I know, amen, it don't look like something's going to happen, but I promise you, wait for the signal, because when God speaks, you got to know his voice. When God say move, you got to move. When God say jump, you got to jump. Whatever God say do, you got to do it, all in the name of Jesus. I heard the songwriter said, I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. Because you know why? He holds my future. He sees my future. He sees things that I don't see. I want you to know, amen, that God is fixing it. He is fixing it for you. He's preparing you. Amen. Praise God. So that you may write the division. Write that division between you and Satan. Write that division. Separate yourself. The Bible says, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. And be not entangled with the yoke of bondage no longer. I promise you, amen, liberty can come, but you can find yourself right back in the same situation if you don't wait for the signal. Amen. God said to us, amen, if we just hold on, be of good courage, he will strengthen your heart. He will give you the wisdom. He'll give you the revelation knowledge. He will give you eyes to see. He will give you discernments of the Spirit. He will give you the spirit of meekness. He will give you the spirit of love and joy and peace. Amen, that the world can't give you. The world, amen, is in turmoil. The world is turning over. The world is getting worse and worse and worse. The deeds are evil. I want you to know they're denying the power there be. They're denying God. They turn their back on God. And let me tell you something. The church is, amen, you got to be careful, church. Amen, because the enemy coming in, they creep in unaware. Amen, why you constantly doing your thing and constantly, amen, so holy, but holy than thou. Amen, the enemy coming in and poisoning and spoil those that are around you and trying to dilute the word of God, trying to, amen, make you change your heart, change your thoughts, amen, towards God. And God is taking too long. God, where you at now? And God haven't answered your prayer. But let me tell you something. If you could just think back where God has brought you from, he brought you from a mighty long way. I want you to know, amen, when a tree is cut down, amen, but through the scent of water, it will bud again. If you note one thing, amen, about the natural, amen, you cut a tree down, but if there's any water anywhere around, I promise you'll start seeing green, amen. You'll start seeing it trying to bud again. God said, even though you've been cut down, even though you've been disappointed, even though, amen, you were broken, it seemed like, amen, you don't have the strength to go on, but I promise you, amen, wait for the signal, because God is an on-time God. He will come when you least expect it. He will come, amen, in a hurry. God said, I heard your prayers. I saw your tears. I saw what you've gone through. I saw you took it like a champ. Hallelujah. Praise. I see you humble yourself and just say a mumbling word. I've seen when they curse you out. I've seen when they use you. I've seen when they abuse you. But God said, let me tell you one thing. God said, if you wait for the signal, amen, God said a change will happen. Well, what kind of change are you talking about? I'm talking about a transformation. I'm talking about in the twinkling of an eye, yeah, that the sound of the trumpet shall sound, huh? And those that are dead in Christ shall rise first, and those that will remain shall be caught up to meet him in the air. And you got to wait for the signal. But waiting on the signal, you got to keep on praying. You got to keep on fasting. You got to keep on loving God. You got to get the word of God to those that do not have the truth. You got to get the word to the poor. You got to get the word to the rich. You got to get the word to your community. You got to get the word to those that you work with. You got to get the word, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Christ to those, oh God, that the enemy has snared. Oh God, God is looking for you. Amen. Praise God to do this work. God is waiting, amen, for you to get in place. God is waiting, amen, praise God, for you to call on him. Call on him and tell him all about it. Perilous times has come. Perilous time is here. My God, praise God, I want you to know you can't look at the world, because God said the world was an enemy to him. The world, amen, praise God, will do his thing. But I want you to know that God said, I am not of this world. I want you to know that I have nothing to do with this world and the things that are in this world. But God said, I want you to hold fast, stand upon your watch, and be alert, be watchful unto prayer. God said, watch yourself. Watch yourself, watch your conversation, watch who you be with, watch, amen, praise God, who you're hanging with, watch out, amen, for the enemy, because he come in unaware, amen. I want you to know, as Adam and Eve, amen, praise God, they had everything, everything was perfect, they walked in the spirit, they were perfect in the spirit, but for some reason or another, Adam wasn't on his watch. Adam, amen, praise God, was not watching for the signal. And Eve was down there, amen, talking to the enemy, and he creeped in unaware. I want you to know, praise God, when you're not watching, when you're not watching your household, when you're not watching those that are around you, when you're not watching, amen, when you go out to and fro, you got to make sure you pray before you leave the house. You got to pray before you go into anywhere you go at, whether it's grocery shopping or whether you're going to the gym or wherever you go, you got to make sure you pray and, amen, get your bodyguards. Bodyguards, yeah, get the angels, amen. You may not see the angels, but I want you to know one thing. We got bodyguards. You got to be alert. They will take care of you as long as you is knowing the signal. When God gives a signal, you'll know when to move. You'll know where to go. You'll know when to answer. You'll know what to say. You'll know when to hold your peace. Wait for the signal. Wait for the signal. I want you to wait for the signal. Amen. The storm is coming, and the storm is coming your way, but God is in the storm. God will take the storm. Amen. Praise God. And speak to the wind. He will speak to the storm, the witchcraft, the witch devils, the soothsayers. My God, the warlocks will have to drop their weapons. Hallelujah. When you wait for the signal, wait for God, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. All scriptures are given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, through equipped for every good work. Wait for the signal. The scriptures, amen, are infallible. The scriptures are rich. The scriptures, amen, praise God, have an appointed time. The scriptures that the word of God gives you, amen, you got to wait for the signal. You got to wait for God to give you the word. Don't move. Stand there on your watch. When he comes, amen, God said, write the vision. Write your vision. Now, everybody got a vision, my friend. Everybody have a vision, but everybody don't have the true vision. Write the vision. God said, I want you to write it down. Not only you write it down, he said, I want you to make it plain. I want you to make it clear. Because when you talk, when you represent me, when you're telling them the gospel, that what Jesus did at Calvary, that they understand that their hearts will be pricked, that their hearts will repent, their hearts, amen, praise God, will cry out to God. But you got to make it plain for them, so when they read it, that they will run for their life. They will run to Christ. They will reach out to God and say, Lord, save me. Lord, keep me. Watch over my family. Lord, protect me on my job. Protect me when I'm on the dangerous highways and byways. Watch over me, God, in the shadows of death, and I will fear no evil. Because the enemy come to bring all kind of device, all kind of evil. He's trying to capture you. Amen. Praise God. It's just like we try to, amen, throw our hook out there. When we go on fishing, amen, there's a bait on that hook. And you got to know there's a bait that the enemy has for you, and he is waiting for you to grab onto that hook. Amen. Praise God. Because I want you to know something. The flesh, if you don't bring your flesh under subjection, I promise you the flesh will take the bait. I promise you, if you don't go in consecration and talk to the Lord, if you don't meditate on the holy scriptures, on the holy rail, on the holy mantle, if you don't take the word in your heart and let the word of God saturate you, hallelujah, change your thoughts and change your mind. For the word of God said in the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, amen, praise God, God will renew your mind. He will transform the renewing of your mind. The word of God is what transforms your mind. It will change your thoughts. It will change your thinking, the way you see things, the way you go about things, the wrong choices you've been making. The wrong choices you've been making. If you take the scriptures, amen, and upload your computer, download your mind, amen, in the word of God, I promise you, amen, praise God, you will see God's plan clearly. You will see the anointing of God. You will see the power of his might. You will see the supernatural God in action. You will see the opportunities. You will see, amen, praise God, clearly. And amen, I know one thing. You got to wait for the signal. Wait for the signal, my friend. Wait for the signal. God loves you. He told me to tell you he loves you. He told me he's been waiting for you. But God don't want you to move. Be unchangeable. Be unmovable in the word of God. Stand fast, hold fast to the righteousness of God. Don't let it go for no money, for no lie, for no house, no for car, not for anything. That's cheap. That's cheap. Cheap, cheap, cheap. Don't sell your soul for a bowl of soup. I'm telling you, my friend, we're going to take off after a while. The opportunity is going to soon come. And it's going to happen in the quickness, in the moment of an eye. Bat your eyes. You'll see how fast we'll take out of here. Amen. We're going to be changed from mortal, from immortality. Amen. We're going to be with the Lord forever, eternity. Hallelujah. Is it worth it? Yes. Is it worth all that you've gone through? Yes. Is it worth your time? Yes. Hold on, my friend. Stand upon your watch and wait and see. Don't go to sleep on your watch. Don't fall asleep. Don't get lazy. Don't get tired. This is time to keep on fighting a good fight of faith. Just to keep on pressing. Keep on doing God's will. Come this far. It's not the time to give up. This is time to hold on to God's unchanging hand. We pray and hope that you receive this nugget from God, because God said, awaken yourself out of the sleep, arise, get back in the word of God, get back in fasting and prayer, give your time to God, unto prayer, unto supplication, unto meditation, and your peace will come back. You'll be able to lay down and go to sleep. Your mind will be full of crap and full of junk and full of your past. The devil don't want to let you go, but you got to hold on. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, my friend. And we love you, and may God continue to bless you in Jesus' name.